Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
And welcome back to Kicking in the Geek, the only podcast recorded in this house.
Yep.
It's been a while.
A little bit.
And I know we do this a lot when we go through the things, but unfortunately, been going through some personal stuff. Unfortunately, we can't talk about.
Yeah, it's been pretty shitty.
So it hasn't been really doing podcast, wanting to do podcast too much, but we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
In fact, with a little bit more content. Well, we should have. Well, no, I mean not on podcast right the second. I'm saying that we're getting ready, you know, with the video.
Oh well, yeah, about to put on another way homer.
Yeah, we put away homer, or we well, gotta put.
Going to. I need to go over the video. At least I assume we're putting one out. I have not gone back and rewatched it yet and made sure that it is actually quality.
I don't know. From what I could see, it looked okay.
Yeah. I want to look over it one more time because I think there may be some spot that, I need to work on it.
OCD. OCD.
C-D-O. It must be alphabetically correct as God intended. Why does he need a new home? He's got a perfectly good skull to live in.
You can see him about better here. And here we are talking about a visual gag on an audio podcast. Unlike Rooster Teeth, we don't do it. Put out a video one, too.
Yeah.
In fact, we've paused the Rooster Teeth podcast to come record our own podcast.
Yep.
So, we do have a few things we haven't even talked about. Should we start off? Well, start off is as we're recording this, we are a week out from Frolicon.
Yes, we are. God help me.
We'll see. This is what's going to be the hard thing. It's finding, because I'm going to be alone. I'm going to be unsupervised.
For like 2 days.
For 2 days. And I know I can't meet up with Miss Minx on Thursday. Uh-huh. Because she normally, as she said, she's got a date she normally has on Thursdays. Right. So it's going to be me running around in a Hawaiian shirt and a fez looking for trouble.
Oh dear.
And then even more unsupervised said come Friday.
Because I have to be up and there by like 10 a.m. and I don't think I get off until 10 to midnight.
Well, I'm sure they're going to let you run around if you need to.
I'm on duty the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, it's the nature of the guy. See, this is what happens when you are good at what you do.
Yes, you become assistant director and end up being in charge for 2 days. But hey, once I'm off shift Friday, I am free for the rest of the weekend.
All I know is Thursday afternoon is going to be pool and some form of alcoholic beverage in a glass day.
Good for you. Now, I probably have my flask with me. I'm probably going to need to drink.
Yeah, and I'm wanting to be silly because I basically want... Because, okay, so we know Thursday is Cinco de Mayo, and I've already decided I am taking a bottle of tequila with me.
Yep.
And that's probably what I'll be sipping on between any other drinks I get a hold of on Thursday night. Then since I'm doing the priest outfit... I'm thinking about grabbing one of our bottles of wine and taking it with us, and that's what I'll be carrying around with me.
Okay.
On that, who knows what Saturday night will bring? I do the Leather King, basically.
Yeah, I've got to get my outfits together. I think it's going to be a lot of plaid skirts and stockings.
Yeah, like that's a horrible thing. Oh my God, I may try to hit one of the herfs.
I'm just feeling like I'm not being very original, but...
Come to think of it, what is a lot of the guys' outfits? Basically jeans and a leather vest.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean...
Pigtails and schoolgirls.
Yeah, like you can go wrong with that at a Frolicon.
Oh, that's true.
Hopefully we'll get some play in this time.
Ooh, maybe I should bring my nurse outfit.
I don't know why you wouldn't. It probably even fits better now with all the...
I haven't worn that in years.
You just can't do the boots, though.
Well, no. I mean...
Well, unfortunately, you just can't walk.
No, I don't have any shoes for that. Never mind. I've got.
You
no
can do
shoes.
Whatever shoes you want with it if you really want to. Yeah. I mean, hell, no. I know exactly what shoes. You're Mary Jane's. Or what were you thinking?
I was thinking my red boots. Yeah.
Which red boots?
My red ankle boots.
The your rubbers?
No, I have red suede ones. I don't. I wore them at NACRACON. I think it was a NACRACON.
I don't remember them at all.
Yeah, I do. I have some red suede ones. They're nice flats. Those would work nicely with that. Okay, this is really not like.
Yeah, it is. Well, there's.
Okay, we're
remember.
Not. Yeah.
Okay, see, so, you know, like I said, and then. You know, remember, I had said earlier I wanted to try to change the thing to where we're not talking to as much to the microphone and to the audience, although we do love you, audience. And, you know, we will talk to you. You know, we will be the Kevin Spacey podcast if we need to be.
Yeah, but I guess
the House of Cards podcast.
Need to find the schedule and decide which night. It's probably be Saturday or Sunday night because, you know, whatever I wear Friday is just going to be it, probably.
Well, I mean, I don't see you're myself. gonna get a dinner break, most likely. I hope.
Should.
I mean, I've gotta.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll just see how it works out. I don't know. Part of me just really, you know, with some of this weight loss, I'm wanting to pull out costumes and I want to be flashy and original, and then I'm like, I'm working 2 of the 4 days, and yeah.
Well, I mean.
I mean, not that I haven't, you know, worn stuff to.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you wear? I mean, Lord knows there are enough.
I don't really have to be like that in charge look just because I am in charge.
I mean, well, I mean, just because you're in a costume doesn't mean you're not in charge. You're still in charge.
True. I don't know. I'm brain's being weird on that for some.
Well,
odd
it is.
Reason.
It is a week before a convention, and you do get that way.
And I'm freaking out more this year. I new hotel.
Yeah.
And I'm like really being officially in charge. I mean, you know, I've been opening the last few years, but I've been.
You've had a co-host basically.
And last I heard, I don't this year.
Well, I think she's actually gone to the woman that's above her. Ditz has gone to the woman above her and basically said, "This is my assistant." I thought she did.
I don't know if she has or not. All I know is she called me and was like, "I need an assistant."
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I mean, because, you know, she's got the new job. Or is it just she got moved to a new area?
It sounded like that.
She's basically in the same place, but on a different side of the same place, something
like
that.
Yeah, but it's kind of a new job because she's got all the restrictions and stuff like you have at a new job, less time off, da-da-da-da-da.
So,
yeah.
Although, we should tell the story about why we're in a new hotel, why they're in a new hotel.
Yeah, we probably should. I mean, it's no big, big deal, but it's not like it's a bad deal.
Well, Frolicon has been in the Sheraton Gateway Hotel, which is a hotel down by the Atlanta airport.
Right down by the airport.
It actually used to be the big convention center before they built the huge convention center.
Right.
And I think last year, around the time Frolicon was going on, someone had bought that particular hotel and was in the mid where it was
about to
getting
renovate.
Ready to start. Because I think they had the plans up. And it looks
they had the plan stuff up last year. You know, and the escalators were all blocked off because they were working on them. And,
yeah, those things needed to be burnt in a fire anyway. I don't think they tend never. There was always at least a good third of the con where those things weren't working.
Yeah, but yeah, so it looked really nice. But then we come to find out that renovations were behind schedule, and we were going to be out about 100 guest rooms.
And the hotel was already over having to get overflow hotel as is.
And we would be down 2 ballrooms.
One or two ballrooms, something like that.
And we were already having to hold
classes
in the stairwells. Yeah. So it was like, this isn't going to work.
So now they've made a deal. It's a 2-year deal, I want to say, with the Sheraton
Atlanta,
which is the downtown one. It is actually one of the five host hotels for DragonCon.
Yay!
It's the hotel that we tend to stay at for DragonCon.
Yes.
Absolutely love the place.
Wonderful.
Great
customer service.
Yes. It will be interesting to see what the first year at a new hotel goes.
Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons I'm stressing so much. I mean, it's not that I don't know where everything is, because I know where everything is.
Right.
And all that stuff, but it's just working with new people, and
well,
it's going to be a challenge, I think.
Hotels are very weird, because I want to say, other than maybe fast food restaurants, hotel has hellacious turnover, at least it seems in the management staff. I know the dude who's always at the head bellman at the Hyatt has been there forever.
Yeah, he has.
And so, but yeah, it's going to be interesting because we have the entire first floor, which during DragonCon used to be the registration area, is all going to be con space. Which is going to make it interesting, considering now you pretty much, the street legal thing has to be hammered into people's heads.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be covered.
We got so lax at the old hotel because we'd been there. We got comfortable.
The hotel staff seemed to love us there.
And, yeah, they loved us, and they were comfortable with us. And we got away with some stuff we probably shouldn't have. No, we did get away with the stuff we shouldn't
have. We got away with a lot of stuff we shouldn't have. I mean, I'll say that right out.
Yeah, we did.
So it's going to be interesting, especially considering just eating. Because, I don't know, I'm sure we talked about this in the podcast, the eating establishments around the old hotel was horrible. It was basically, you had three choices. The con suite, which was wonderful, but it tended to get, if you didn't get there in time, it was the
picked
whatever.
Clean.
Yes. You know.
A lot of times it looked like a horde of locusts had descended.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to get out of my head. The hotel restaurant, which was a tad pricey for what you got.
The service
was fucking horrible.
Always. There could be almost nobody in there, and it would still take
a good hour to have dinner.
Yeah.
And then there was the Ruby Tuesdays across the street.
Which was good, but you can only eat Ruby Tuesdays so much over a weekend.
And you may be thinking to yourself, Mighty Bill, well, why didn't you just drive to a new place? The problem is that the hotel parking was horrible. It was very limited.
Yeah.
And there was a real good chance that when you came back, you would not have that parking space left.
There may not be a parking space when you got back.
Yeah, anywhere.
So,
because I think there was a three-level parking deck in the back, but they only used maybe the first two. But there was some kind of weird
dispute.
And
from things going on, I don't think anybody was actually supposed to be parking there.
Yeah. What are you doing, stupid?
You're not supposed to be back there. You're not old enough.
Yes, she is. In puppy years, she is.
Is she in puppy years now? I didn't think she'd crossed 21 yet.
What, it's 7 years?
Is she that old?
Yeah, wow. She's 4.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Still, no. Bad girl. Stay out of the bar.
Mommy
says no.
So yeah, now we're with downtown, there's like 300 and something within walking distance. And some great restaurants,
too. Yeah, great ones.
And some good fast food, you know, that mall has the great fast food. But we're still going to take food down with us, so we don't have to, we can just walk up to the room and...
Yeah, so we don't have to go, out as much.
Yeah, because we did that for DragonCon, it was actually kind of nice. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are a very underrated sandwich.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know what it is, but good peanut butter and jelly. There are two sandwiches, I think. Well, no, I think only one. I was going to say grilled cheese, but for some reason, grilled cheese is having a comeback right now.
Yeah.
Because so many people are trying different things, different breads, different cheeses.
Yeah. I've had cravings lately, but, that.
Well, you can always do that Saturday. I mean, that's cheat day.
We'll see.
We could always go to the store and grab some bread and some cheese and
we'll see.
Down. And this is something, and I know we're now going off on a tangent. They need to come back with, small loaf bread.
Yeah. Like, my grandmother used to be able to get, half loaves. She lived by herself. She didn't need a whole loaf of bread.
Right. And when you're...
And that's what they were called. They were Bunny Brand half loaves. I remember because I would go shopping with her. Yeah, she used to get them at Walmart. You know, but no, I can't find it anywhere now.
Maybe we need to go to, like, the bakery area and get one of their small... Because you could get the stuff they cut up there tends to be smaller.
But it's so much more expensive.
True. Well, we'll go look.
Yeah, we'll go look. It's just, you know...
Yeah,
grocery budget.
Yeah. Well, before we go on to one of the things I really want to talk about, diet's going well. Well, yeah, we're still on it. We're still doing yoga to a point. This week's been a little rough.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you worked long shift today.
And then headaches and dealing with the weather changes here in Georgia. Starting to get hot.
Yeah, and it's... and my allergies have been...
But we're still doing the yoga, the diet part, and I am in this weird, I'm still stuck in this weird plateau where I'm around the 350 range, although I will get low, and then I'll gain a little during a cheat day and then having to take it back off. But we have been doing something that I've absolutely been loving, and that's been walking. Yeah.
Going to the park and walking.
I mean, we live with the city we live in. Well, I think the county probably. I think they're all called Greenway Trails. It's the park, and it's kind of nice to where it's shaded, paved very nicely, and we can get just walking one way probably get a good 4 miles in if we really wanted to.
We did a little over 3 last Saturday. So yeah. Yeah, and I think if maybe we went all the way down and did the entire loop at the end plus the extra.
Spur loop, yeah.
We could probably pull 4.
Yeah. And I felt pretty good afterwards.
I was a little sore the next day, but,
We just need to do it a little bit more. But
it was the good kind of I did something worthwhile sore. So, I wasn't going to complain any of it.
Right, and that tends to be...
It's the kind that goes away when you keep going.
And it's been really pleasant, although... Weather-wise, it looks like we may not be able to do it. Really depends on.
We'll see what happens
on the Saturday. Yeah, just because of basically weather. Wonderful thing. That's why it's one of those things we've decided this is going to be our new Saturday routine. Instead of doing the extra thing of yoga on a Saturday,
we'll go walk,
and then just do a lot of stuff during the day. During the week.
Yeah.
But we do now have to deal with a little more stuff during the week. We just need to start pushing ourselves again.
Yeah, we do.
We really need the poke, because that was the deal we had when I bought the thing.
We were going to do this.
Well, also, I said, if we're doing this, I need you to poke, because you know me, lazy is my default.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it's both our defaults.
This is true.
And I get the whole, I don't want to wake him, he's sleeping so nicely.
No, you need to wake my ass up. If you have to drop the damn dog on me, do it.
Yeah.
It may take me a little longer to get.
I just need to toughen the skin against, Anyway, yeah. Well, we got to do better.
Yeah, but we're doing good.
We're getting there.
I mean, I definitely say that's the one thing I've been noticing is because looking at Facebook and seeing the memories that come up every once in a while, and I have noticed, especially when the ones that come up from like 3 years ago when we first started this diet, and where I've lost about the same weight, my body is different.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed that between not just dieting but doing the dieting and the exercise, there is an actual different change in my body. And I think that's what I need to start doing is I really need to start paying attention to what I've done, and it might motivate me to go, okay, well, I need to keep to push more.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I've got a puppy under my feet.
And so that's how the diet and the exercise are going, and we're going to keep that up.
Yep, gotta go for it.
What have we done since the last... Anachrocon.
Yes, Anachrocon.
We have talked about Anachrocon before, and Anachrocon is the local history, alternative history, steampunk convention.
Yeah.
Held every end of February every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those cons we like to go to. We go to 4 cons a year, or at least try to. Chattacon, Anachrocon, Frolicon, and Dragoncon.
Yep.
And this year's been rather interesting. because it started off that we found out that there is a certain level of drunk that I will hit.
Uh-huh.
And I will go brogue.
Oh,
I didn't
yes.
say rogue. Didn't mispronounce rogue. I mean brogue. I start going into a Scottish accent.
Yes, it is.
I don't technically think it's a Scottish accent. It's more me imitating Robin Williams imitating a Scottish accent. If you ever go and look, Robin Williams talks about the creation of golf. That's the accent I go into.
Well, works.
Trying to play a Ticket to Ride-esque board game. Hammered. And I came in second.
I won.
Yes. Found out drinking 10 ounces of whiskey and pie by myself. Now, it's 10 hours of whiskey and pie, not 10 ounces of pie and whiskey.
Yeah.
There was a comma there.
Well, you weren't the only one drinking.
Oh, I know. I wasn't the only one drinking, but
then again, I had my own flask of whiskey.
That's right. So, fast forward after we've done our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Me, my lovely web slave, and what the hell do we call Miss Minx? I wouldn't say girlfriend, but I wouldn't... Friends? Really good friends with benefits? Because she is someone that we can hang out with and go and do stuff with and wake up and get a blowjob from. Okay. Okay. But now, we going back to our room, me, hammered.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you can really say it. Hammered doesn't.
Of course, me sobering, because I sober quickly.
Yeah, you do. It's kind of
I
like
am too Celtic for this shit.
You know, what's funny is you're kind of like the sex portion of Honey Pop.
Yeah.
They play Honey Pop when you go to have sex with the girls. It's the match three, but you have to keep going very fastly because the meter goes down if you don't keep filling it up.
Yeah.
And that is Alicia drunk. If she stops drinking,
I
that
start
sober meter
sobering.
Goes down pretty quick.
Yeah, I can I can go from stumbling drunk to sober in probably half an hour.
You weren't that sober, though, but we'll get to that.
Well, I didn't say I was stone sober. I just said sobering.
So, by the time we get back to the room, I'm in full brogue mode.
Yes, you were. This was how we discovered it.
Yes. And at that point, both Miss Minx and our lovely bunny here decide to figure out, can I keep that up while girls are playing with my junk underneath my kilt?
Yep.
And it seems I can.
Yep.
And so then it proceeded to, undress me, or I undressed myself. I can't, that one part is a tad fuzzy.
Yeah.
I think it may have been a combination of the two.
Yeah, I think you did have some help, but...
Put me down on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And proceeded to find out that whiskey dick can be overcome with enough women in time.
Yes, it can.
It's become an algebraic one of these solutions. It's like E equals MC squared. It's like it's like WX plus T equals B.
Yeah.
Woman with the variable being X, you know, in the number. X being in the little, you know, how you have the little power number.
Yeah.
So it's like W with the X in that spot times time equals boner.
Yep.
And anyway, so we now know that if at this point of my intoxication, it takes two women at least about 20 minutes to get me hard.
Yep.
And that's between both manual and oral stimulation.
Yup.
To at the next point, someone decides to take advantage of said boner.
Yup. Well, Minx and I had a little discussion and decided who would do it, and it fell to me.
Yes. She saved a horse and rode a Scotsman.
Yep. Yeah. Which comes to the how not completely sober I was.
Because yes, she had no, because it, we were not alone in the room. Our friend Attila was also in her bed.
Yeah, but she was exhausted.
Yeah, so, because she works. She works that particular con, too, so.
Well.
But she works, I think she works all the cons that she goes to.
Well, also the very first time I've ever done that in front of anybody else.
That's true. Usually when there's been, we've had someone else, it tends to be, at times, either you're not into it, or you're just watching.
Well, there's been a couple of times that that was all I could do was run errands.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking, that's yeah. what I'm saying.
I was not available for much else.
Yeah, this is true. Which is unfortunately what we've been dealing with the last week and a half. Over
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. Unfortunately, I get cold sores, and I've been getting cold sores since I was a wee one, as far as I can remember. And, because I remember, there's actually, and I don't have them anymore, but my first year at Riverside, if you go and look at my high school yearbook, I've got one that, because I had nothing to put on it. And unfortunately, if you get a cold sore, licking it makes it feel better.
But it
makes it worse, because what you're trying to do is...
It's like licking chapped lips, even, yeah. You know? It makes it feel better for a little bit, but...
Right.
Because
what you want to do is you want to dry it out. It's craving moisture. So, I had a cold sore that basically went across the top part of my lip. Like, basically the little bow in your lip, right there, and at least a good third of an inch to either side. And we had yearbook pictures at that time, too. Plus, we did a lot of outside stuff with wind in the North Georgia Mountains.
Yipes.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yuck.
Good thing is I was surrounded by boys.
Yeah.
that kind of helps. Yeah, I've had two pop up just recently. I'm fighting one off, but it's luckily, or not fighting one off, but I'm trying to get one done, and it's in the weird, what I call the ugly stage, where it's basically on its way out, and it is scabbed up, and basically looks like a big, like someone popped me in the lip.
Yeah.
But hopefully I will not be contagious by the time Frolicon rolls
Shouldn't
around.
Shouldn't be, I don't think.
I hope not, because that would really suck to have that. Yeah, to basically go to Frolicon and not be able to do anything.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Especially since you're wearing a butt plug right now.
Thought we weren't going to
What? No, you didn't want to discuss this. You're not going to give me that information, and I'm not going to put it on our sex podcast, our Sex and Geek podcast.
That's true. Yeah, so, well, you know, I was just kind of feeling it today.
Yeah, I think so, because you stuck it in your butt.
Or it still is. Bounce. At least for now.
Yeah, this is actually, if we sound a little different, I kind of like this setup. What we're done is...
Instead of sitting on the couch this week,
or being
in the car, we're sitting at
our bar, and we're sitting across from each other, and I think that helps, being actually looking at each other and having a conversation.
True, yeah.
Because I've noticed that we've been doing a lot the way we normally do it, and we said it earlier, we tend to talk to the thing and not actually have a conversation. But the bad thing is we live with each other. Some of our best conversations, unfortunately, happen when the recorder's not off, and we don't even think about or not on, and we don't think about turning it on to record a random conversation.
I mean, standing in line for Ruby last night.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. The thing is I need to pull out, because I still have that little bitty mic for the iPhone.
True.
I need to find out if that actually would work.
Yeah.
That would be, I'm going to have to pull that out after we get done. Because, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing a little more random video stuff in the car. You know, do like that first video we put out of me talking about men and sex toys.
Yeah.
And just do a random rant on the thing. But I've been wanting to kind of do that, kind of the car rant.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons why I wanted to get the air vent to put the
phone on. Yeah. I'm kind of wanting, I'm at this point thinking I'd love to get something to mount it, mount mine, but that's
you. It makes it a little easier to deal with, I've noticed. I kind of like having it there, plus now that I've been using, something I could talk about, Waze.
We're both using it.
Yeah. I'm sure. But see, this has got to be old hat, because it's actually been around a while, but I still want to talk about it, because I've actually been enjoying it.
It's newer to us.
Right. It's an app, which I believe is both, because it is on both iPhones and Androids, because Miss Minx has it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Waze, W-A-Z-E,
I believe.
Let me, I have my phone sitting in front of me right now. That was the ding you heard earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, W-A-Z-E. And it is a GPS, the GPS app.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
map app.
It's a basically. Map app, yeah. It'll give you directions. But
the nice thing about it is user operated.
Mm-hmm.
Where you actually have options to go in, and if you're driving down the road and you see something, as car on the side of the road, debris in the road, a cop sitting on the side of the road,
bare in the grass,
traffic, you can go into the app.
And just quickly report it.
Yeah, and the nice thing that I've been starting noticing is that it actually puts up gas stations.
Yep.
It actually puts up fast food restaurants. Mm-hmm. So you know.
I mean, it'll even put up gas prices, and you get points for confirming or updating gas prices.
Yeah.
I've done that a couple of times.
It will be nice to when we do a longer trip with this app.
Uh-huh.
To see how well it does.
I wish I'd had it on yesterday at trying to get home, because I probably would have avoided the Pleasant Hill exit and just taken 85 up.
Yeah, that happened to me when I was coming home, because 85 coming towards the house started backing up on the way home, and I should have gone with my. I've done this several times where I'm driving home, and I get to that point where I can go one way or take another, and I decide to go the opposite and end up stepping. The first thing is, I'll just go this way. I go, oh no, let's go this way for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I end up in traffic. I need to keep the ways up, because I've had that happen to me a couple times too, because we have the boards up.
Uh-huh.
But I'd always seem to forget to read it as we get closer to 85.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike LA, they actually put useful information on our boards.
Yes, they do.
So yeah, if you have a chance, use Waze. It's a nice little, it's a free app.
Yeah. It's nice. It does give good directions.
Although it does do some wacky things, I've noticed, when it does the specific ways.
Uh huh.
Although I wonder if the way I ended up, if we had gone the way Waze said. Would we have gotten to Sweet Tooth if we would have gone? Because where were we heading?
Wasn't that when we were going to Scalini's?
It wasn't
to the party. Where are we going?
Okay, this is going to drive us crazy now. Because we were going somewhere and it said it would take 17 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And because we were meeting people, weren't we? I remember while we were going to Wild Wings.
We were going to Wild Wings to see Pussyfoot. That's right.
A friend of ours is a drummer in a band called Pussyfoot. If you're in the area and you see a band called Pussyfoot, please go see them. They are very good.
They are very good.
But it was going to take us, up one road to get to where we needed to hit 85. But we were going to go, it's like, well, no, this way is a little straighter. I wonder if it would have been quicker to go that way.
Because
Waze actually got bought by Google.
Mm-hmm.
So Google helps power Waze. So that's another thing, the reason it's kind of nice. But Waze does seem to want to try to give you the easiest ways to kind of avoid shit.
True.
Because I know when we were going to E&M's party that one time, it told us to turn left turn right instead of left.
Uh-huh.
Which would have been interesting to see where it would have taken us that way. But unfortunately, we were heading... We weren't going straight to the party. We were going to Kroger and then to IHOP to meet your sister.
Yeah. That's right. Because we were going to have sister with dinner with sister and nephew.
Yes. Growing like a weed.
He is.
But then again, that's just kind of his job.
He's almost two.
Yep.
Wow. my little mini me.
Yeah. Oh, so. Oh. I do want to talk about one other thing here.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of wrap it up. I think it'd be nice to kind of promote someone's fan film.
Yeah.
We have friends. Amazing, we have friends. who are in the film industry down here. Doing indie films, not like in the film business. It's film business if you're shooting.
Film business. It's
we're not talking
films.
About, although we do live in the Atlanta area, and this is Yollywood.
This is Yollywood now. Oh, if only I could bank in on that.
No.
I took acting. I could be an actress. Anyway.
I think they're more looking for behind the scenes people from what it sounds like.
Too.
But no, we have our friend, and I want to see if you can kind of, you're better with the that's the name of the film. See, this is the bad thing about being into science fiction and stuff. There are a lot of times you look at words, and you may think you know how to pronounce it, but until you actually hear someone say it.
Sakuru?
Sakuru, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, Sakuru.
Sakuru.
Yes. They have done a Star Wars fan film because it seems Disney is doing a contest. I gave to their Indiegogo to help them get off the ground. And I also sent them pictures of our lightsabers so their prop department could get an idea of building their own lightsabers.
So we're going to be going to the wrap party.
Yeah, and so look for that. It is Mad Roman Media. And they do some stuff see, the bad thing is we really haven't seen anything they've shot unfortunately we've got to do, because they've actually done... there's a thing they do, I think it's around the country, they do the 48-hour film fest.
We kept meaning to go.
Yeah, but we're really bad about going off and doing things on a school night.
That's true, because it was on a school night.
Unless it's in the area, like last night where we went to go see Ruby.
Right, because it was just down the street. We knew we weren't going to be out late.
Right. The 48-hour film fest is basically you have 48 hours to put out a short film, and they usually give you some kind of criteria, a theme or a word or something like that. It's almost like it's basically the film version of the 24-hour play.
Yeah, pretty much. And we're supposed to go see their film for that. And...
In fact, we were asked, hey, you want to come down and do B? I told you about that.
Yeah.
But the unfortunate thing is
that was more disappointment that we didn't do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we couldn't, because by the time she asked us, we had just sat down and ordered dinner.
That's true.
And we weren't going to be able to get down there.
There was no way we could have gotten there.
If she had said something, because they were going to have food, we could have gone down there and been extras. And plus, they were doing that other thing where they were doing something and they were doing like a convention scene. Unfortunately, that was also during the week. And we have these things called jobs.
Yep, they do get us up in the morning and pay us.
And be at them while they're shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's when the con stuff was going on. It was during the afternoon while we were working.
My job's a little more liberal about that. All I can do is say...
Damn liberals.
Not like that.
I know. I'm being silly.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta find ways to make my hours up, but... Pretty much all I gotta say is, I gotta go do this, and...
Well, you're not exactly working in a giant corporation-type situation right now.
No, I'm very, very small business. You know, I'm still with E-Pipe Mods right now. Yeah, but management now.
Yeah, management of yourself.
Well, you know...
Why the fuck am I saying it like that? You are in management.
Yes. I am officially the wholesale shipping laboratory and customer service manager. Yeah, it's a big hat, people. Big hat. It gets heavy sometimes.
I know that hat. I was taken aboard that hat. I was probed on that hat. Sorry. Friends. Okay. Friends lines.
Oh, yeah.
When they go to the beach and she has a giant sun hat.
Oh, that's right.
Hats are back, or are back, and they're together and making one big super hat.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I've watched way too much Friends.
Apparently you have. I've only seen it through once.
Yeah.
I'm set.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's on Facebook. I mean, that might be an interesting one on Netflix once we go through, like,
We got so much else to watch.
We have certain ones that are our, what do you say, filler shows? They're not, we must see it because everyone's been talking about it. Like, Sons of Anarchy, Breaking Bad, and, of course, the Marvel stuff that's coming out. We've got what, about two or three shows right now that
kind of
our
noise shows.
Right. We watch like Star Trek's been the way we've been doing it, and we've slowly gone through at least a season and a half. Oh no, we're actually almost done with season two.
I think we are almost done
with season two. And it is one of those things where it's like, okay, I don't really want to deal with too much. Star Trek's a nice way of getting through some, you know.
It's light. I've seen it before, so I kind of know the general where things are going.
I have to say, I've really been enjoying it on Netflix because they're doing the versions of
they're showing the remastered ones.
The remastered versions, and they for what they did, nice. They did some really nice stuff. Yeah.
I've been really enjoying it. I mean, don't get me wrong when I say, you know, noise filler. We don't mean, you know, just stupid. It's just
it's something more, we don't have to pay as much of attention to as, say, Breaking Bad or a Sons of Anarchy or House of Cards, something like that.
You know,
like
I can keep up with it while I surf Tumblr.
Right. And then we've also got, we've watched a couple of this with Cult Shack the Night Stalker.
Yeah, we've watched a couple episodes
and
of that.
And now with Girl Meets World,
mm-hmm.
which I thoroughly enjoy because it's a very sweet show.
Yeah.
But then again, I guess it's a little nostalgic. And honestly, I will say this for the record. I don't care what anybody else says. I enjoyed the fuck out of Fuller House.
Yeah. It was light and fun.
And Stephanie Tanner is a fucking hottie.
She is.
And yes. Those boobs have been reduced.
Yeah, and this makes me go, okay, have mercy.
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, there are a few of them that I think have grown up. You have, like that, you've got her. Although DJ Tanner, the girl that plays DJ Tanner ain't that bad.
No.
She's pretty hot, too. You have the girl that played, what's her face, from Wonder Years. Kevin, the girl, Winnie,
that's it, yeah.
And the fact that she also has a brain in that head, because she's a I don't have a brain in my head, but I do
mathematician.
Words good. Thank you. I do words good.
Yes, well, we all have our times.
Well, considering I'm trying to channel Ryan for you, I guess I have to flub, too.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I like seeing you get flustered. That's going to be a different podcast, because there is going to be an entire Rooster Teeth podcast that we do, and I don't mean their Rooster Teeth podcast, I mean one that we talk about Rooster Teeth and Achievement Hunter and the lot.
Mm-hmm.
As we have talked about Laser Team, now we have Ruby, which will be the video that hopefully will come out in the next couple of days.
And the fact I have a shameful girly boner for a couple of the Achievement Hunters.
Yes, in fact, well, shit. I'm planning on cosplaying as one of them, so I...
Well, I'm thinking of cosplaying as him, too. Different character.
Different characters. Again, that's a different podcast.
We'll get to that.
We'll probably do that for next week's podcast or something.
Something like that, yeah.
What were we talking about before that? Oh, and then the other one is the girl from Spy Kids.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Especially seeing her in Machete Kills.
Uh-huh.
If I
didn't know it was the same person.
No shit. Wow. Oh, I actually told someone about, because I was talking to my coworker, we were talking about Straight Outta Compton.
Mm-hmm.
And he started talking about Eazy-E's daughter and how hot she is. Uh-huh. I told her about Mika Burton.
Yeah.
All right. This is your homework for the week. You need to Google Mika Burton.
She is LeVar Burton's daughter.
Yes. And is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
There's a small list of very filthy things I would like to do with her. But then again, there are a lot of women that I could put in at the top of that.
She is 21 now.
I know. But am I ever...
No. Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to get the chance to do anything filthy with her.
Well, I don't feel as guilty. She's of age now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then again, you also have a lot, you know, you know me. It's like 18 to 21, I'll still play, but I'm not going to keep them around for that. Sure. That sounds horrible just as it comes out of my mouth. Oh, my God, yes.
Well, you know.
We're filthy, filthy people. And yep. We enjoy every fucking minute of it.
We're dirty old people.
Right. So, hopefully, the next one will be filled with filthy, filthy stuff from Frolicon.
Yeah.
May or may not do a way homer from Frolicon. It really depends on how wiped we are.
Yeah.
It tends to be.
I think that was why we didn't do a Necrocon one. We were just kind of wiped.
Yeah. Yeah. We just didn't. I didn't even think about it, honestly. I was so kind of happy and full from the Ethiopian food.
That too.
And speaking of that, I probably will go across the street and try that pizza place, but I have to eat by myself at some point. Mm. I have a feel. Well, I don't know. I may be able to find dinner. I may be able to find at least dinner companions, hopefully.
Yeah.
For Frolicon, since I'll be by myself on Thursday and Friday again. But we're now, at this point, we're going in a circular motion.
Yes, we are.
So I think it is time to wrap this puppy up.
Yep.
So, if you like us, if you hate us, if you'd like us, tell us shut the fuck up. You can find us in several different places. You can get us straight to us at kinkyandthegeek
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
There's kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
Which we don't use at fucking all.
I check it. I have to. I post there.
Yes, I know, but when was the last time you posted?
Then. See?
You know what? I don't need your 2 cents into this. Yeah. You can like us on Facebook. You can find us on Tumblr. Not fucking Tumblr. Twitter.
Please find my Tumblr. I love followers. I post a lot. Well, not a lot, but, you know, it's mostly Rooster Teeth stuff that I'm posting. I had a great one get a lot of traction.
God damn it.
625.
And you know what? I think I may need to start an Indiegogo to help build the bail fund for the Alicia Stocks Rooster Teeth Fund.
As long as I stay here in Georgia, it's not stalking.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. We also have Friends of Kinky and the Geek on FetLife. That's it. Yeah, I said Facebook. I said Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, basically, anywhere you find Kinky and the Geek, you can type in Kinky and the Geek, you will probably find us.
Probably.
And for the people who have been liking us on Facebook, thank you. You're one of the few you guys are actually the reason why that kind of keeps poking me of getting off our ass and doing this.
We see the hits. We do.
We need to start interacting a little bit more, but I do thank you for what we do get. I am very grateful. Yes, we see you, and we will start. Yeah. And I like this setup. I think this might help a little bit better. Being able, we'll get us to actually do something like this. So, until later, be good.
Be good at it.
Bye.